This is the Bud Light Seltzer Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light Seltzer, for those anytime easy drinking occasions.
They're going to run and get that boot.
The Arkansas Razorbacks have completed the dream season.
A baseball team is on the way back. A college World Series title. The Bomb Stadium.
I almost got fired because I went Willie the Boss after I had a little too much sauce.
This is the Bud Light Seltzer Morning Rush Podcast.
I think I got it now, Tommy. Here it is.
Criticism is not something I'm unfamiliar with. I understand that if we don't play well, we're going to hear about it. You know what I mean? I fully anticipate it, but I also came here to kick ass, and so I'm not afraid of running from anybody.
Again,
yes,
that is audio courtesy of Terry Talmadge of the Pig Trail Nation. And Tommy, the question I pose heading into the break is, when is the last time this team has been tough? And I know I've talked to Clay about this a little bit on halftime. I think the last time you'd probably say is 2015. 5 years ago. So that's a long time for a football program that I think is built on toughness over the years. I mean, you think about what Frank Broyles used to instill in these guys. Ken Hatfield, some of the great coaches that you've had here. It's the Arkansas blue collar mentality that you've kind of lost a little bit. And hopefully Sam Pittman, Brad Davis, and others, they'll bring that back.
I think you had it when Sam was here. When Sam was with Brett, did you have... Those were some of the better offensive lines in recent years.
In 2015, last year he was there before Kurt Anderson and Dustin Fry.
13, they were building it for before Kurt Anderson made us a laughing stock on the front line. Yes,
and it wasn't just him. There's other assistant coaches and your head coach obviously that didn't help matters. But
I'm just talking about the mentality of how to go about your business. The last time you had someone, and that's why you've hired Sam Pittman. If Sam Pittman was never on the staff with Brett Bielema, he'd never be here now. We wouldn't know his name. So we had that mentality a few 5 years ago, but there's been a gap.
It's been too long, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
way too long. So I think that when you look at hopefully this next season, what you want to see first, you don't necessarily have to see 8 wins in year number 1, but you want to see some toughness brought back, and hopefully Sam Pittman and his staff will do that. All right, David is in South Arkansas. He'll be our first call this morning on the Morning Rush. David, what's going on, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. If I may tell a story, y'all were talking yesterday about rivalries, what makes a rivalry, giving some examples of rivalries. Allow me this story, please. My dad was in Bar Harbor, Maine some years ago, had his red hat with the big white A on it. Noticed this guy just staring at him, giving him the evil eye, just glaring him down. Finally, the guy walks over, looks at him and says, "That ain't Alabama, is it?" Pop says, no, Arkansas." "Oh, well, I'm Auburn. Great. How are you? In Bar Harbor, Maine, gentlemen, this guy was carrying the Bama-Auburn rivalry, you know, to a wonderful, logical extent there. And I know yesterday y'all were talking about rivalries. That's what a rivalry is. I mean, Dad loves telling that story. This guy just staring him in Bar Harbor, Maine. That is a rivalry. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, David. And I love hearing stuff like that because there's – obviously, there's the hatred. If you see an LSU guy wearing an LSU hat or Texas hat, your immediate thought is, I probably don't like that guy. He could be the nicest guy in the world. He could be the utmost family man. He could be a great husband. But your immediate thought is, this guy sucks.
So I'm in the grocery store the weekend of the national championship, like the day before the national championship game is on that Monday, in the grocery store on that Sunday. And there's LSU fans walking through my grocery store. I don't know what they're doing there, but you immediately, without saying a word, they could be as pleasant and as kind as possible, but you immediately deduct 40 IQ points.
Just off the bat.
Just boom. Oh, LSU fan.
And I think it also works in the opposite. When you see an Arkansas fan, like I'll give you an example. When I went to Nashville last summer, and this was when I had started working here and lived there, we were all wearing our Arkansas stuff. And this guy came up to us and said, "Woo pig." And we're like, "Woo pig." And we walk and we sat down at our table. He comes back we're like mid-20s. And he comes back with a bucket of beers for us both. He just sets it on the table. He's like,
"You add 40 IQ points."
Yeah, you add 40 IQ points. It's like our guy.
Yeah, you the man.
And it's crazy. Like the population of Arkansas fans outside of Arkansas, you don't realize how many of them are. I have friends that have a decent amount of, there's a decent amount of Hawk fans in Cali. There's a good amount in D.C. There's a lot of people that interned in college are now working out in the D.C. area.
Dallas is covered.
Dallas is, I mean, it's our most popular, Tommy. It is our most popular online listening base. Mm-hmm. Think about that. It is our most popular online listening base. You think about Chicago's kind of a hot spot, Kansas City, some of these like surrounding kind of bigger cities. And I think it's just like.
And this isn't a university like, I don't know, Ohio State or some of these other places, Texas, that have 50,000.
It's 27. That's where you're at right now.
50 to 100,000 students. Mm-hmm. So you're not cranking out 25,000 graduates every year.
On top of, and one obviously the luxury that Arkansas has is 95, that might be a low estimate, of the people born in this state grow up Arkansas fans, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a low estimate or a high estimate? If you're born inside this state, and I said 95% of Arkansas fans
are born inside this state?
Are born inside the state. Is that a high or low estimate? Or sorry, the people inside the state, 95% grow up being Hawk fans. That's
I think it's low.
That's low? You think it's close to like 98, 99?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'd say that's probably a little low too. So Jordan Greenwood said not all of them are that bad. I think he's talking about the LSU fans. He says he's had an LSU fan bring me a bucket of beers too. So that.
I thought they only drink bourbon.
Corian Rogers says, what type of guy persona do you see Kurt Anderson portray when he always tweeted about your kitten? I don't know what that means. Did he tweet about his kitten when he said?
His kitten?
Yeah.
Are you saying kitten like a cat?
Yeah, like cat. I don't remember that.
I don't know.
I remember Brett Bielema used to do
his little Yorkies.
Yorkies. Yeah. And he also tweeted out the step process of him making an omelet. I actually enjoyed that because those omelets that he used to make look pretty good. Let's circle back to the conversation we were at with Brad Davis said, offensive line coach at the University of Arkansas, came here, wanted to kick some ass. It's one thing to say that, and I think it's really hard for Arkansas fans not to be shell-shocked and snake-bitten based on these last couple regimes. But you're like wanting to buy in, Tommy, to everything that's happening.
Yeah.
But you're still, there's something in the back of your head to the slightest extent that says, what if this goes wrong? Now, it's different if you continuously learn, like the baseball team. If like a guy gets injured or something, the automatic response is, Dave's going to figure it out.
Next man out.
He'll be fine. Next man out. Basketball, it's kind of in between football and baseball right now. It could go one way, it could go the other. Football, it's not. You always just have that lingering feeling in the back of your head that's like, man, here we go again. And you want to believe. Like, you want to believe. It's like the kid on Polar Express that wanted to believe, that cartoon movie. He's like, I want to believe, I want to believe, I want to believe.
We're jaded.
But it's hard to sometimes.
Yeah. We're jaded football fans here. And rightfully so.
Yeah, rightfully so. That's the biggest thing. When we were talking about Frank Broyles and Ken Hatfield and some of the other good coaches and great coaches that you've had at the University of Arkansas, this is a blue-collar state. Regardless, I think I mentioned this yesterday, regardless of what line, what profession you're in, the perception of Arkansas outside of this state is we don't wear shoes, we don't have electricity, and just stuff like that. And they essentially they think all of us are blue-collar. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but that's kind of what people associate us with. And so it's not necessarily a reflection of your football team,
mm-hmm.
but one of the things that people are frustrated, Nebraska fans are frustrated with, like, is they feel like, and kind of similar football programs in a sense, they feel like their team isn't tough. Arkansas needs to be getting back to tough-minded, tough, hard-nosed football in order to compete in the SEC. Because you're never going to be the fastest. You're never going to be the strongest. But toughness goes a long way when it comes to competing on the gridiron, Tommy.
Yeah, I still believe you've got to find those guys on both sides of the ball, up front on the lines, and enough of them from in this state. You just look at the better teams that have had the better results in Southeastern Conference years, the last 27 years now or whatever, since they joined this league. the better teams you've had in this league had more Arkansas kids on that two deep than others. Just fact. So finding more kids from this state that want to grow, and that's my concern right now. What kid in the last 10 years has grown up wanting to be a Razorback when it comes to football?
Well, I think it's easier.
I mean, I'm not saying there's none. Exactly. I mean, winning teams make more kids passionate about the sport and want to come here.
Especially with bandwagon kids these days.
Yeah. So I just think it makes it exacerbates the problem. It exaggerates the problem within our state. And when Clay's here, he'll tell you that when you've had your better teams, whether it was the 95 team, the 98 team, the 06 team, they all had. And when we talk about the legends in Arkansas football, the vast majority of them are from where?
Arkansas. It's a good. It has to be a good combination of both talent and Arkansas kids. And there's talented Arkansas kids, but a lot of times there's also kids that you have to incorporate into this team, into the teams that you've had over the years. Got a text in, and the Texas 8 always sparks conversation, Tommy. This is from JT in Hot Springs. He says, "Ty, my disdain for Texas is so bad. I don't even like the opening you created for the show because it has Matthew McConaughey saying, 'All right, all right, all right,' on it. But Dazed and Confused is the best movie of all time, so you're going to have to get over that."
Now, hang on. The best movie of all time?
I would probably say that Dazed and Confused is my favorite movie of all
time. Okay, your favorite movie.
Yeah, that's probably a better way to label it.
Because we know it's not better than Caddyshack or Major League, which are the best movies of all time.
I like both those movies. So Phil has got me onto baseball movies more than I did previously when I started working here.
Brought to you by the Kevin Hickey Law Partners. If you're going through a divorce, a child custody issue, DHS, a criminal matter, those are tough, hard, emotional moments in your life. The team at Kevin Hickey Law are there to represent you through the whole process. They've dealt with it all. They've seen it all, whether it's angry spouses bringing false accusations, bad, nasty, ugly custody battles, DHS not giving you the whole story about what's going on with your children. You name it, Kevin has dealt with it, seen it, and he knows how to deal with your issue. Experienced, caring individuals that are ready to step in and aggressively represent your interest. That's Kevin Hickey. He has an office in Fort Smith and one in Bentonville. So whether you're on the north or south side of the tunnel, he's there to represent you. 479-434-2414 in the River Valley or 479-802-6560 in Northwest Arkansas. Those phone numbers and a whole lot more online at kevinhickeylaw.com. That's kevinhickeylaw.com.
I saw Kevin was giving you a hard time the other day about your parking job.
It was bad.
Grocery station. You had parked in two spots in the station
well,
vehicle.
It wasn't over the line. Left
what
to
do you
right.
Mean it wasn't.
Hang on, let me finish my sentence. Left to right. I didn't like double park. I had pulled it because that truck is long. It's got a long bed on it.
Yeah.
And I was afraid I had left the tail end of the truck sticking out in traffic as it's Sam's. And I didn't realize the tires were across the spot in front of me. So he does it not knowing it's me. And he should because it's Sam's. And I'm in there buying groceries and he sees me and goes, "Hey, I kind of got after you on Twitter a little bit." I said, "What are you talking about?" And I get it. I'm like, "All right, that's fine. Fair enough.
That's
guilty.
Okay. It's part of the gig." So.
Guilty.
Matt in Dallas texts in. He says, "Ole Miss fans are worse than all of them. If I had to pick out my least favorite fans by sport, Texas A&M football fans, Kentucky basketball fans, and Ole Miss baseball fans. That's what I'm going. I don't have LSU in there. Some people might be ticked about that. And you don't, again, I'm 25 years old. I wasn't in the Southwest Conference games. We didn't play Texas every year. I got a bunch of buddies from Texas. They tick me off because they're arrogant SOBs sometimes, but I don't.
The younger you are, the less you are likely to hate Texas.
Exactly. Chad Paris texts in. He says, "I'm a truck driver, when I was driving coast to coast, I always wore my Razorback apparel. Anytime I wore my red hat with the white A on it, watching sports at a truck stop, most people always assume it was Alabama." Yeah. I can understand that because my stepmom.
Yeah, the A's look too much alike if you don't pay attention.
She calls it a happy A. She's from Huntsville. It's where she grew up, so she's a big-time Alabama fan. And there's tension in our house come football season. But I think the A for Arkansas, it doesn't loop up or something. She calls
more
it a happy
block A.
Yeah, she calls it a happy A. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 877-377-6963. First up, Miss Lisa in Northeast Arkansas.
Carl. Am I on here?
You are on.
Okay, let me say this. Can this Kevin Dickey help you out if your spouse stays mad at you all the time for listening to sports radio?
Yes, he can help Jesse. Yeah, he absolutely could.
Well, listen, I want to comment right quick, and I know I can't do anything real quick, so Ty, be patient with me now.
Yes,
be
ma'am.
Be patient. Thank you for saying yes, ma'am. That Brad Davis quote, that's what we need as fans. We need somebody to come up to the microphone and quit tap dancing and saying a bunch of stuff that he thinks everybody, you know, we need, that's what we need. And I wish you'd play it every 5 minutes. Gosh, I jumped up out of my chair. Just, I mean, it excited me.
Did you jump or did you down? Did you jump or did you slowly rise out of your chair? Let's just be honest.
Listen, I've been in Las Vegas. I slowly rose.
Okay,
let's put it like that.
I just want to get it right.
Listen, I've slept for like 3 days straight.
Criticism is not something I'm unfamiliar with. I understand that if we don't play well, we're going to hear about it. You know what I mean? I fully anticipate it, but I also came here to kick ass, and so I'm not afraid of running from anybody.
That'll make you jump out of your chair.
That'll make you jump. Listen, I don't know. I can honestly say this. I'm cautiously optimistic. And these naysayers that want to throw in these punches and do all that, go ahead and do it. If you think it looks cute to text it in or say it on the radio, go ahead and take your shots at Arkansas right now. Because I truly believe in a couple of years, you won't be able to do it anymore. And I'm too old for negative people. I just am. And, you know, I'm about like Bobby Knight and everybody else. You can bury me upside down and do that to me, too. I'm sick of people being negative about the program. If you don't like it, go find you another program. I'm sticking with the Razorbacks. I've stuck with them for 61 years. And if God gives me 61 more, I'll be in a wheelchair at the nursing home, probably puffing on a cigarette, still back in the Razorbacks.
Pray for the nurses.
So, anyway, thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Thanks, Miss Lisa. I'm just picturing the image of you screaming at the TV with the stogie
or heater
in the mouth. That's quite an image to picture. All right, JT, you're going to have to do your best to follow that up, man.
Man, back during football season, we were talking, me and my buddies, and something was said that I'd forgotten about. And you playing that clip from Brad Davis really got me excited because one of our friends works for the Alabama football program, and he said they always complained, all the players always complained about playing Arkansas because we were so physical, so tough, so just we were out there just ready to fight you, is what it felt like to them. They said they hated that week because we were so physical with them. We've lost that toughness. I said it back on Ruskin that show several months ago. We've lost that. To hear him say that actually excites me because now it feels like we are turning a corner. And I don't know, just having that toughness back makes a little bit of pride come back to us, is what I feel like.
Criticism is not something I'm unfamiliar with. I understand that if we don't play well, we're going to hear about it. You know what I mean? I fully anticipate it, but I also came here to kick ass. And so I'm not afraid of running from anybody.
JT, over under how many times we play that clip this morning?
You're just going to interrupt people with that clip, aren't you?
Hey, it's a great clip. We haven't had that in forever. When's the last time we had a coach who said we're going to do that?
Brett Bielema.
Okay, that you actually believe to do that.
That's the key. That's the key distinction. That's the key distinction, man. Absolutely.
Bobby said we didn't come here to paint.
When
you know.
And Davis say that.
Yeah.
When Pittman and Davis say it, I believe it now. I believe that. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah, absolutely.
JT.
Yeah. And again, that audio courtesy of Terry Talmadge, Pig Trail Nation. Some other Brad Davis comments that this is from Michael, SEC Mike, and I'm forgetting Mike's last name. He works for Saturday Night South, one of my former coworkers. He tweeted this out yesterday, and this is from Brad Davis. When you walk around and look at a place like this, the facilities, the support, you wonder how it could slip the way it has. Having coached against Arkansas the last couple of years, it wasn't a talent issue or a talent deficit. What I observed as an opposing coach was a group of guys that, for whatever reason, they weren't fighting like they should have. They weren't maximizing their potential. I think you heard several rumblings and whisperings this year, Tommy, that Arkansas was just disorganized and didn't look like a well-coached ball club.
They were a team that appeared from the outside looking in as one that weren't fighting for their coach. A house divided behind closed doors. This was a team that, for whatever reason, their coach hadn't won the whole team over, or most of the team over, as it appeared, because they weren't willing to go to battle together the way you had seen previous Razorback teams do.
Mm-hmm.
Attitude is so much of it. And if you don't feel like your coaches are 1,000% for you, or you don't feel like the team is all in together, man, it just ruins everything.
You're listening to the Bud Light Seltzer Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light Seltzer, available in black cherry, strawberry, lemon lime, and mango.
Give is to Alex Collins, straight up the middle, and Collins on the run. They won't catch him. Alex Collins is going to take it all the way to the house. Touchdown, Arkansas, 80 yards.
All right, let's get down to it. This is Clay Henry.
I have just one question for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready for this my whole life.
Welcome to the most incredible 2 hours of your life. Here he is. The Clay Henry.
All right, Clay. Talking to guys in studio. Since I'm a grown boy and my metabolism's through the roof, I started to get hungry. I didn't eat this morning.
So
I'm gonna live vicariously through you. What did you have for breakfast this morning, Clay?
Well, I had half a bowl of Raisin Bran with 2% milk because I'm healthy. And then I had three scrambled eggs.
Three. Probably bad for cholesterol. Yeah.
Lightly salted and peppered.
Mm-hmm.
And
salt,
I've got a
sodium, bad
big,
you.
Big piping cup of black coffee. That's my breakfast today. And I'm ready. I'm ready. Like Sterling.
Yeah.
From B Branch. I'm ready.
You ready to roll right now, Bo?
I'm ready to roll right now. And also I'm ready to trash Texas Longhorns. Does my heart good when Texas football, Texas baseball, Texas basketball suck.
That needs to be, Clay, I'm gonna make sure that ends up on your tombstone someday. Like, absolutely, that is going on your
tombstone. Does my heart good.
Yeah, that is 100% going on your tombstone someday. I agree. So we were, Clay, I hate the...
With downward hook'em horns.
Yeah, with the down hook'em horns.
Chiseled in.
February 29th will be the day, because that's in baseball. Arkansas takes on Texas. In, what is that, 3 weeks from tomorrow? Three weeks from tomorrow.
Is that the...
Houston.
That's the one at Houston in Minute Maid? Yeah. Okay. So, Clay, Tommy and I were talking about this a couple weeks ago. One of the good things about this show is I'm 25, Tommy's 44, and it's mid
86.
Mid 60, yeah. Like low 60s. And so I feel
65.
Like 65. Yeah. So
we are now paying for his health care. Yes.
So we have, the good thing about it is we have a host that can basically hit on every single generation. And as much as my grandpa told me about his disdain for Texas, and I have a pin in my room that has the Texas horn downside, I never experienced it. I could be told about it up and down, night and day, but unless you lived it...
You weren't alive in the Southwest Conference era.
You can't... I feel like I can't touch on it as much as you, Tommy, and you, Clay.
Yeah, I mean, arrogant bastards is the way I kind of phrase it. Can you say that on the radio?
No, you can't, Clay.
You can't say arrogant bastards?
No, and you can't say it twice. And now I got, as Arnes would say, I got paperwork to do. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if you say it three times? What if you say arrogant? Okay, I'll stop. But they are. That's what they are. They're arrogant, uppity.
Mm-hmm.
They look down at you.
That's better.
They you know, they don't care. You know, if you're out there and you're walking across the Walmart parking lot and you got all your bags of stuff and you see, and this happens, Tommy, it happens. And you know, it's rained and you got all your stuff and you're in the yellow lines right at the front entrance and there's been a little bit of rain and they just come screaming through there and just knock water on you.
Yeah.
And I mean, it could be a little old lady and they do it and then they honk like, see ya.
Yeah. They were probably double parked before that.
And you don't think much of it. And then you look and it's a Texas license plate. And then they got these little magnets all over the back of their trunk of their Lincoln Town Car, you know, that's 40 years old with these hook 'em horn. And if I see those and I'm walking through the parking lot, I turn them all down. I just turn them all down. You know, they're magnets. You can just move them.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you just
absolutely
turn them all down.
That's a 15-yard penalty if you're in the Big 12. But, you know, I don't think it counts at Walmart and Mountain Home.
Hey, I hope they throw the flag.
Is that just a Big 12 penalty?
I don't know.
Or is that like let's say Arkansas scores and they're not even playing Texas. If
they'll be playing them in 2 years.
If Boyd just is in the end zone and then just does it for no reason, or he won't be there in two years.
Oh, no, it'll be a reason.
There'll be a reason.
Yeah. He'll do it because he wants to. That's his reason.
Yeah.
Is that a penalty, though, guys?
It'd be worth it.
If it's not in?
If it is, it's worth it.
Okay. Is Sam Pittman going to look the other way if that ends up happening? She's like, that's okay.
I think Pittman understands.
Pittman's going to do it right back to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That it, baby. That's our man.
But one thing we can't agree on, guys, is though we hate we have to look at it in a singular form, the University of Texas, Texas high school kids, they're important for the University of Arkansas success.
They didn't play to Texas. They're not Longhorns. Hello. I mean, there are lots of people in Texas that I love. They, you know, I've got friends all over the state, but they're not Longhorns. And every once in a while, there'll be one sprinkled in the bunch of Longhorn fans that has repented, and he's an okay dude.
He went to the altar, huh?
Yeah.
Had an altar call.
And he, you know, he's straight. I mean, he's got his stuff together. He's not a, you know, a goofy bastard. You know, I mean,
Clay, come on now.
I didn't say arrogant. Oh, is it arrogant? I thought arrogant was one I couldn't use.
Arrogant's not the problem there. That's not the word. That's not the word.
Well, you should have told me. You should have sent a text.
Arrogant wasn't the problem. No. Goofy's not the problem.
Bastard's the problem?
Yes. Someone's grandchildren are listening, Clay.
I got to be careful then. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry.
Clay, yeah. Tommy,
you asked me to do extra days next week. There won't be any extra days.
Clay, I limit
maybe
myself.
The last day.
I limit myself to one swear word a week. I think can you handle? You're on twice.
Clay's used up. Clay's good till
George
August.
Carlin did not. That is not one of his words. George Carlin does not. He doesn't worry about that word.
All right, Tommy, save
between,
us.
Between Clay and Brad Davis, we've used them all up this morning.
Yeah.
All right, we've used them all.
No more. I'm gonna have
to. It's not even 7:15 yet.
I gotta hold my tongue.
You're listening to the Bud Light Seltzer Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light Seltzer, gluten free with no artificial flavors.
Now he does a tightrope act. Boy, Houdini's in the house. We're number 3, and nobody's home to watch that house. Touchdown, Hogs! Holy Hog!
Time to do the picks.
Fenceman Friday football picks. Call the Fenceman for all kinds of fences, controlled access, and custom iron projects. 479-782-3936. The Fenceman. We ain't afraid of no work.
We're going to change that to basketball picks.
All right, Henry. So, you had it kind of easy with John in here.
Yeah.
I feel like the competition's stiffening a little bit.
I know.
Here we go.
A little bit.
Go.
So, I beaten Phil, hopefully, in our last two pick'em.
Well, I'd say maybe here. The competition on this end's maybe stiffening a little bit.
By you?
Just saying. Defending champion.
Okay. All right. That's what you want to believe.
Well, who won last year?
I mean, I wasn't here. You competed against Clay.
I'm just telling you.
Clay, how did you let Tommy beat you, man?
Here's what happened. So we would, and Tommy's the boss, so he gets to do, he gets to make the rules. He gets to tear up the rules. He can change the rules. He can,
just rip it
so
in
we,
half.
We like said
I'm
we would do it
like
through
I'm
the regular
speaker
season.
Of the house. Just rip it in half.
Yeah. So we get right through the regular season, and I won. So we're gonna, you know, we'll go to the playoff games. You know, the conference games.
Uh-huh.
We'll add a week to that. I won that. Okay, we're not over yet. We're gonna keep going, and we'll do another, you know, another week. Well, I missed that week. I didn't even get at the picks.
Ah.
And so he gave me one game or something. He says, we'll give Clay one since he wasn't here that, you know, he was duck hunting. So that's when I got passed. So it went on like that. You know, I mean, it's like that. I'm not there every Friday.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Sounds like excuses
Tommy's
to
like,
me.
I won. Yeah. I mean, I won it, and you kept extending it because you didn't win. It's like, okay.
Just keep going overtime.
It's like when you're playing on the playground. And I remember this when I was, like, in the 10th grade, and we would play a game, you know, the first one to 21.
Yeah.
10th graders beat the seniors. And so they're like, okay, we're going to play 5 more points. Yeah. Well, we already won. Yeah. You know, it's like, well, let's go again. Already won that game. Well, let's go again.
All right.
It's going to be whoever wins the last game. It's not who.
Let's end this filibuster here, and let's pick some games then.
Yeah, let's get over that. First game we're going to do is Auburn and LSU. Auburn is favored in this one. They're favored by 4 points, guys.
Woo.
At home. What happens in this one? Henry, I'll let you go first, man.
I know LSU fans are diehard, so I'm going to go with LSU.
Yeah, LSU on the road, yeah. Getting 4 points. Tom.
LSU coming off a loss. They're mad. They're angry after losing to Vanderbilt. Give me LSU.
Clay?
I got LSU. I think they're the better team.
Yeah, and you're getting 4 points in this one. So I'm also going to go LSU. So that's a wash. We're all going LSU, getting plus 4 points on the road against Auburn. Next one, Tennessee and Kentucky. This one is in Knoxville. Vols favored by one. Henry?
Both Tennessee.
All right, Henry's got Tennessee. Tommy?
Give me Kentucky.
Okay. Clay?
I take Tennessee.
Okay. I'm going to go.
This is a different type game. Yep.
Okay.
This one's different.
So Clay and Henry got Tennessee. Tommy's got Kentucky. I'm also going to go to Kentucky. I think they're going to go on their own win. Arkansas, -4 on the road against Mizzou.
Ooh.
I think they get this one, guys. I'll start this one off. I think Arkansas wins this one by 5 or more points. Henry?
I think Arkansas will almost get it. I think they'll almost get it.
So Mizzou?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a nice way of saying they're not going to cover it. What about you, Clay?
Yeah, what he was saying is they're going to win. I know the Razorbacks are going to win. They're just not going to win by as many as the betting line. I take Arkansas. I think this is a game where they're going to bounce back just like they did at Alabama, and they seem to have the knack of going on the road and pulling it all together. And I think that their toughness is better than Missouri's toughness, and that Arkansas will cover.
And Tommy,
I wish I knew how Jimmy Witt's back was going to feel. Is this a good problem? Was that the problem of the night, why he was 0 for 7 from the floor?
Yeah, because it was. Yep.
If his back is good and he gets you 20, you win. Because if he – Mason Jones and Jimmy Witt have to combine for 50 or more for Arkansas to win not just this game, but have a chance to win any game. So I'm
I can't imagine Jimmy going to Columbia – Yeah, going to Columbia, his hometown, and not playing well.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine. Right. Even if his back's a little bit out of sorts.
Yeah. So I'm going to take Arkansas and lay the points.
Okay.
He's getting the points.
Yeah, getting the points.
Arkansas and getting the points.
All right, boys, the bonus. Mason Jones, +30. Pushes do not give you anything. Clay, I'll let you go first, buddy. Does Mason Jones get over 30 in Columbia?
Over. Over. He gets over 30. He's going to do it again.
Henry?
I'm going to agree with that. I'm going to say over.
Okay. Tommy?
Can the streak continue? I'll say under, just be different.
Yes.
He'll still be the leading scorer. He'll have 29.5.
I think the Jimmy Witt thing is big, and I think he'll have a better game, but I think Mason goes 30. So just to stress over what sorry, Clay, what'd you say, buddy?
How's that work, Tommy? That half point. I mean, is it like the referees says, man, that one came in and out. That's a half.
Yeah, that's a half a point.
Yeah.
So we all picked LSU.
Like we're giving you a half on that.
We all picked LSU to win in their ball game. Tennessee, who's favored by one against Kentucky. That's Clay and Henry. They're riding on them. Tommy and I are riding on Kentucky. Three of us picked Arkansas. Henry, you're the lone Mizzou. You think Arkansas is going to win, but you think Mizzou's going to cover. Yeah. And then Clay, Henry, and I think Mason's going to go for 30+. And Tommy, you think he's going to have about 29. So you think he's going to be under. So lock it in. That's what we got.
All right. That's our Fence Man Friday
picks. So if he gets 30, he wins. He doesn't have to have 31.
No,
right?
It's got
to
be 30+. It's like a betting line. Clay.
I got it.
You get a push. You don't. Yep. You don't win anything, and you don't get your money back because we're not playing with money.
We keep the juice.
So the line is 29. So if he gets 30, the guy that picked 30 wins, right?
Sure, Clay.
Yeah. Let's make it more difficult. Yeah.
Your number one source of local news and information you need.
Bud Light Seltzer, 5% ABV and only 100 calories. We'd put it up against any other seltzer out there.